Music is the laughter of sound. This is Music for Canadians. Again, Tip Top Tailors Limited and Tip Top Stores and Dealers invite you to be with us for the next half hour for another program of Music for Canadians, with the Orchestra of 40 conducted by Samuel Hersenhorn, Canada's brilliant young singing star, Evelyn Gould, the strings that sing, and your narrator, J. Frank Willis. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our first number tonight is Waltz in Swing Time. We confess that at first the title baffled us. What is a waltz in swing time? Well, according to our program notes, Jerome Kern, who composed it, merely combined the tempo of the waltz, the swing tempo of jazz, and the result was something rhythmically different. He called it Waltz in Swing Time. Here is Samuel Hersenhorn and the orchestra to play it for you. Shall we waltz? In swing time, of course. When television finally comes to Canada and Music for Canadians is seen as well as heard, the prettiest picture each week will be made by our own Evelyn Gould as she steps before the camera. Listeners will then be able to see why we always put such warmth into the phrase, "Welcome, Evelyn Gould."
Thank you, Frank, and good evening.
Well, Evelyn, what are the program notes on your first song tonight?
It's a little French song called Sweet and Pretty Jantan.
And who is Jantan?
She's a young mademoiselle for whom everyone has nothing but praise.
Well, we'll let you sing those praises. Ladies and gentlemen, Evelyn Gould and Sweet and Pretty Jeanneton.
Par un matin s'est levé la petite Jeanneton et l'a pris en possédette pour aller couper du Jean, pour aller couper du Jean. Et pourquoi s'en allait-elle la petite Jeanneton? Et pourquoi s'en allait-elle la petite petite Jeanneton? La petite petite la petite petite la petite petite Jeanneton.
Not more than a short distance from you is a little tailoring shop where you take your clothes to be cleaned and pressed. And it's operated by a man who knows a good deal about clothing. Recently, I stopped in to talk to the owner of such a shop, and we discussed various brands of clothing and how he felt about working on these various makes. Here's what he told me.
I handle many garments a year, and here's something I've always noticed about tip-top clothes. To begin with, I've never known a tip-top garment to shrink a fraction of an inch when cleaned and pressed. Then the tailoring details they seem to take such a lot of trouble with. The coat collar, for instance, is cut to fit snugly around the neck. The lapels roll with a graceful sweep and don't curl up. The sleeves hang smartly from the shoulders, and you can tell a real craftsman has done the job. The lining has been accurately set in, full enough to conform to every line of the garment, no pulling or wrinkling. Yes, it's easy to tell a tip-top garment, because it has that smart drape and perfect fit when I see it on my customer. And what's more, I don't have to press style into a tip-top suit, because the style is there to begin with.
You are listening to Music for Canadians.
One of the key men on a musical program, naturally, is the arranger. He is the designer, the man who patterns the style of a song. If you're a careful listener, you can soon learn to tell who arranged a song from the style of the arrangement. Each has his hallmark. Tonight, for example, Samuel Hirsenhorn plays a hard cable treatment of a well-known tango. It is, we think, a distinctive styling of a very lovely melody and shows Mr. Cable's talents to fine advantage. Here is Samuel Hirsenhorn, the orchestra, and Howard Cable's version of El Choclo. The other day, we were asked the following question. Of all composers, whose music is performed most often on the air? We consulted our book of statistics and found that the answer was Victor Herbert. Yes, the tremendous popularity of the music of Victor Herbert has made it the most frequently performed on radio. We don't know who keeps the statistics on the number of times music is performed, but if he's listening, he can give Mr. Herbert another point, because here's Samuel Hersenhorn and the Music for Canadians Orchestra of 40 to play Waltzes by Victor Herbert. A gentleman of ancient Rome once gave his opinion of people who dance. He wrote, "They who love dancing seem to have more brains in their feet than in their head." That, of course, is just one Roman's opinion. A gentleman of modern Rome called Rossini was, on the other hand, very fond of dancing. So fond, in fact, that he wrote a little song in praise of it. He called it La Danza. We can translate that into English. It means the dance. And our own Evelyn Gould can translate it into an exciting song, La Danza.
Yo,
are the smallest part of any garment, but they tell the biggest story, the story of quality. That's why people are always interested in labels. In men's and women's clothing, what that little label is worth to you can only be measured by the comfort and enjoyment the wearing of those clothes can provide. The Tip Top Tailor's label in your clothes stands for a great deal. It symbolizes 37 years of experience, for one thing, 37 years of seeking out and buying the finest of British and domestic woolens, 37 years of creating new style, 37 years experience in the art of taking personal measurements, 37 years of hand-cutting every garment produced by Tip Top Tailors, 37 years of constantly refining and improving our product. Yes, this is the Tip Top way, the reason why the Canadian man and woman's sense of good value swept Tip Top Tailors to leadership and kept it there. That's why that little Tip Top Tailors label says, "Here is the best you can buy for your money."
Forty-one years ago, theatergoers in Vienna were treated to the exciting premiere of a new and tuneful operetta called The Merry Widow. Since that eventful opening night, the operetta and its composer, Franz Lehár, have become international favorites. And small wonder, since the gay and lilting Franz Lehár music is truly in the Viennese tradition. For tonight, Howard Cable has arranged some of the most memorable melodies, Samuel Hirsenhorn conducts the orchestra, and Evelyn Gould sings in Music by Lehár.
have been listening to Music for Canadians. One week from tonight, same time, another program of Music for Canadians with the thrilling music of Samuel Hersenhorn and the Orchestra of 40, the lovely voice of Evelyn Gould, and J. Frank Willis, your narrator, presented with the best wishes of Tip Top Tailors, their stores and dealers.
This is Frank Willis reminding you that good music, like an old friend, wears well. Good night.
Music for Canadians comes to you from Toronto. Bernard Cowan speaking for Tip Top Tailors. This is the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.